From face-to-face interactions every day to now daily Zoom calls, virtual experiences and communication have become a new norm. But how do companies learn to adapt to those challenges and turn them into effective strategies? Throughout 2020, we've heard from several Brannigan team members on challenges they've acted on in response to COVID-19. Whether it be virtual trade shows or new ways of communicating digitally, our team has recognized these changes as opportunities for growth as we continue into the new year. On this episode of the Brannigan Podcast, we hear from past clips of Brannigan's various teams on trends that have allowed them to rethink effective communication strategies and continue to fulfill clients' needs in a world where the pressure to bridge the gap to the future arrived almost overnight. As we all know, the norm for experiential marketing came to a halt last spring, and the Brannigan Live arm of our business knew that the word live didn't necessarily need to be removed, but reimagined. Marla McCormick, Vice President of Client Experiences, and Jeff McClellan, Senior Vice President, talk about the challenges of taking live events virtual and how these challenges turned cost-effective for clients and opened doors of new ways of connecting with prospects.
Things that used to be materials you'd create that would be, you know, on display at an event or at a trade show, now we have to think of a better way to get that in the hands of prospects and customers and how to, you know, have that audience. We all have Zoom fatigue at this point, and really have to figure out what, and I refer to it as like sales enablement is what we're doing for a lot of the clients. Just giving them the resources and materials to still try to have those interactions with prospects and customers, even though you're not physically there face to face.
You mentioned apps, Marlo. We found that this gives, you know, the apps that we provide, that we've developed for clients, they were initially ideal for one-on-one sales presentations, but now clients have seen how cool that they work, and we've been able to help them, adapt the apps to something that's kind of, that's more web-based that they can actually use to present, you know, either to smaller groups of clients online. And so it's, you know, really has helped solve that problem of them not being able to travel or be in one-on-one situations with clients. Yeah, we have clients who sell big things, you know, equipment and machinery, and it's very expensive for them to go to trade shows, you know, whether it's in New York or Las Vegas or Chicago. And, you know, for the setup, not just for the booth, but just to move that equipment in there. And now they're realizing that they can show off their products to customers and prospects without actually having them see it in person. And they're realizing it's a huge cost savings.
As we found, you know, a lot more things can be done outdoors versus indoors. So depending upon what market you're in and where prospects and clients are, there might be some more opportunity to do more outdoor type of items that maybe are more of that personal interaction versus a big display or things like that. But there's plenty of things that we can do outside to brand an area or have messaging or things like that that could also work for our clients.
And with all hands on deck, they found unexpected ways to make personal touches a reality in a world where large face-to-face events are anything but.
You know, things have changed. So they're all, you know, I think they're going to be much more adaptable and flexible to meet company needs and, you know, to meet exhibitor requirements and maybe, you know, not be so inflexible as they have been because now they realize they're competing against virtual interaction, you know, that clients can have. So, you know, I think, you know, maybe the whole, you know, obviously not across the board, and this is a generalization, but, you know, I think maybe the whole look and feel of a show is going to be different down the road for Brannigan. And our approach to live events is that it's not this separate department that's over there, this separate exhibit group. You know, we work closely together, you know, Marlo and our group in determining, you know, what's a consistent, engaging, creative way, you know, that we can help our clients, you know, produce the best possible, you know, live event.
I was going to say, it's just totally integrated. You know what I mean? Like, it's between having us do content creative, maybe execute something, then you look at a digital or social side of things. So we're looking at it from all aspects. And even though a client may engage us for one thing, we're constantly trying to think of ways that, like I said, reuse content or things like that and really help them overall in a cost-effective way.
Right. And it's not just, yeah, it's just not just the creative side. It's the digital side. It's the live event side. It's, media relations. It's everything that, you know, we can bring to a, you know, to a client's event that I think, you know, we add value that other places really can't or don't want to.
Within the last year, companies of all industries have been forced to pause and pivot into new modes of connecting with their audiences. Jasmine Spaulding and Grace Gregg, account executives at Brannigan, dive into why this necessary thought pattern of reflecting, adjusting, and reevaluating current strategies has led to more meaningful and purposeful work across the board.
In particular, I'm thinking of one client and one program specifically. You know, it's an opportunity to pause and have to adjust because you have to, but it's also a good time to kind of reevaluate your strategy and your approach. And, you know, is there a better way to do it? Is there a more efficient way to do it? Is there a more creative way to do it? So I think in that aspect, there is an opportunity to, you know, as a result to the pandemic impacting, you know, communications and media relations.
I think going along with what Jasmine had said initially, it forced us and everyone to take a pause and reflect on what, like, your current strategy, maybe things that could be adjusted. But then on top of that, like, it definitely just, we always are on our toes, but it's just helped us emphasize that even more.
Hear from Emma Wallow, account director, on how adaptability can carve a new path in currently unpredictable times into the future.
Yeah, I think the headline for me is, like, just this year has really emphasized the importance of adaptability across the board, just like whether it be in approach, you know, in any type of planning that you're doing, just like, it's not even about having like a backup plan. It's just like the ability to create a backup plan when you need one, essentially, is like kind of how I would think about it in retrospect with like some of the programs that we've worked on. You know, I know we've written about, you know, what you do in an age where you can't host trade shows and things like that. And it's just about like, you know, how do we adapt just in response to like what we have to do? Because I mean, at the end of the day, the majority, like, I won't generalize this too much, but like, if you're a company, if you're a brand, if you're an organization, like, you're not just going to stop communicating. You just have to like figure out what's the best way to do that given the circumstances. Digital is clearly something that has been a huge advantage this year to take, you know, to take into account. And I think that for organizations that have adapted to using those kinds of platforms that maybe they hadn't before, will continue to do so because now they've taken that step. Like, I even think about, you know, some of my favorite restaurants, they now do, like, some of them didn't have any opportunity to order online. Things like something even just like basic like that, where it's like they've now set up the infrastructure to have that take place. You know, I think people have shifted more to advertising, communicating via social media where possible. And I think, you know, once you learn that skill and once you kind of integrate that into the way that you plan and plan to communicate, that's something that will continue to be a resource, especially if it's proven effective. And I think in a lot of cases with a lot of businesses, it has proven very effective. Like, that's where a lot of people are going for information now, because, you know, we're researching what to do and where to go and where to buy from primarily online. And so that's something that for sure I would say would continue to be something that we'll see, in addition to probably a lot of other things that, you know, maybe I'm not even thinking of right now, that once you've learned it, it's like, how do we keep this in our planning moving forward?
Arguably, people have never relied on technology more than they do now. We connect with family, coworkers, and brands through new platforms and interactive content on a daily basis. Griffin Goda, Director of Digital Strategy, Janet Roche, Vice President of Strategic Content, and Monica Doro, Creative Director, discuss ways this heightened focus on digital technology has challenged the team to take connecting with audiences to the next level.
There's been some things where it's kind of increased what we've been able to do. I think podcasts is one small example. For clients, we produce and, you know, set up these podcast discussions and, you know, plan the conversation. And I think an in-person discussion around a table is still going to win the day. And we all want to get back to that. But I think we learned this year that you can still produce great shows over Zoom. And in fact, probably talk with people that you wouldn't have been able to talk to before because you never would have seen them in person. So I think just the general embrace of Zoom and just virtual meetings has made it easier in some cases, kind of limited cases, I guess, but podcast being one example of being able to increase something that we saw as a trend.
From the content side of things, some of the trends that we're seeing now in 2020 and, you know, even last year heading into 2021, I think there's going to be a continuation of them. And, you know, technology is, you know, advancing and bringing a greater sophistication to, you know, the way we're executing, you know, content, creative and digital. You have your website, you have your social media channels, you can create videos, you can do podcasts, you can do all of these things to get your message out. And, you know, digital is a, you know, great example of how you can really personalize the message. And Griffin and his team do this all the time for clients. So, you know, you can speak directly to your customers or your clients on social media, through your website. You can track the effectiveness with all the analytics that are available. So really, you know, messaging and communications for businesses, you know, is really operating at a high level, and you can see what people are resonating or, you know, what is resonating with people and what they're responding to. And you can adapt, you know, really quickly, you know, without investing tons of money, you know, to change your message to hit your target.
You know, paid digital marketing is going to continue to be a major force for anybody who wants to talk to certain audiences. But one thing that's going to be interesting for next year is there's this kind of looming privacy issue that's coming around the corner with Apple's iOS 14 that they're kind of that they're going to release early next year. And I mean, kind of without getting into the nitty gritty of it, users are going to be presented more of a direct option to opt in or out of tracking in apps. So for Facebook's fighting this, but really it's going to be an interesting balance of the value of personalized ads versus the value of, you know, feeling like Big Brother and you're being tracked everywhere. Because if you lose some of that ability as advertisers to really track and deliver personalized messages, you know, I think it'll be made up for in other ways. And, you know, that's one thing with social media and digital media in general. Change is really the biggest constant, and updates is really the biggest thing. It's always changing. But if you lose some of that ability to deliver these personalized ads, you know, what comes in, how does that affect the industry? I think it's just going to be a big question for next year. And, you know, the balance between not feeling like you're tracked, but also having sites learn more about you so you do get personalized ads. I feel like maybe some people are more accustomed to that now, and that's maybe a benefit versus this weird tracking thing. So I think that's going to be an interesting thing, and kind of just one thing that we're watching in the digital space for next year to see how that impacts the industry and our clients.
You know, everything technology-wise is always changing and always updating, and I'm kind of excited to see where they take it even further from a technology web standpoint, whether it's more augmented reality that can come through the web, things like that that we of course always try and stay up to date with. And I actually like that challenge of, okay, let's say there's this new augmented reality, I want to figure out how to do that myself so we can offer that to clients up. So you know, we try and stay on top of it. We do our apps. We do our interactive sort of web 3D experiences. So I'm excited to see what else comes out, and we can stay up to date on it.
While no one knows what the rest of 2021 might hold, one thing is certain. The Brannigan team knows the only way through shifting norms is by harnessing newfound perspective and optimistically embracing the opportunities it's bound to bring. Learn more about Brannigan on our new website, branniganinc.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and subscribe to our email newsletter, Brannigan Plus, for the latest. Stay tuned for new episodes of the Brannigan podcast coming soon. Thanks for listening.